Yeah, it was really nice actually. It's been a while since I've had 100, and it was good to get one today and pass the 1,000 run mark, and more importantly to have a good partnership with Pepsi and put us in a good position.
Were you aware of the how many you needed for 1,000?
I was, yeah. I was well aware. Everyone would keep asking me how many more I needed, and it was 87 before this game. So I was relieved when I got past that mark, and then from there it was just a case of kicking on and keeping it going.
Yeah, because that means a lot, doesn't it? I mean, in a first class season, 1,000 runs, that means you've had a good season.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's kind of the target you set yourself each year. It's a target I set at the start of the season, and admittedly thought it was probably a bit ambitious at the start of the year, but it was nice to kind of prove to myself that I can do it at this level, and yeah, it's been a good year so far.
And you've done it, centre against Yorkshire, two against Middlesex. Admittedly, one was at Uxbridge on a pretty flat track, but you've got two really good hundreds against two of the best attacks in the country.
Yeah, I mean, that's always nice, being able to score them against good sides. Obviously, they're first and second at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it adds a little bit more to the 100, but it doesn't really matter who you get it against. You're just happy to get it.
And a good stand between you and Tom Cole-Cadmore, the highest for the club this season. I don't know if you're aware of that, but yeah. It came together. It was going well.
Yeah, really well. Nice to back with him. We had a few good partnerships in the past. Obviously being my flatmate, it's good to bat with him and without any silly run-outs this time.
Wasn't going to mention that, but seeing as you did.
It was close anyway.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you came close. It's a bit of a strange game, this, isn't it? Because you look at the scores and Middlesex 98 all out and you're 300 and odd for three. So people say, well, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a good toss to win, obviously. There's a bit more grass on this wicket, and with it being a bit juicy with the rain on the first day, obviously it was bowler-friendly, but our bowlers did brilliantly to bowl them out for 98. I don't think it was a 98 all-out wicket by any means. But then it's one of those wickets, as it is usually with New Road, if there is a bit of grass, once the sun comes out, it does flatten out, and it actually became really nice to bat on in the end.